أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف والقرآن المجيد. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب. أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening verses, ayat of Surah Qaf. The surah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Makki period, that was prior to the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah consists of the three very important aspects of the subject matter of the Quran. One is the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, establishing the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also that of Qiyamah and Resurrection. But here somewhat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah. Allah speaks about the Resurrection in a different manner, which will create a heart to tremble out of the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then also together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one or two aspects of Jannah, which will also please the heart. So this surah in the subject matter may be conforming to other surahs, but in the manner of presentation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really creates in the heart of a believer that fear of akhirat and also that inclination towards Jannah. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very frequently recited the surah, like you will find in a narration from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on Eidain, that is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes recite Surah Qaf wal Quran al-Majid, and also Iqtarabati Sa'a wa Nshaqq al-Qamar, that is Surah al-Qamar. So this was recited by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quite frequently. Then we will find those that have narrated about the surah, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite the surah so often in the khutbah of the Jum'ah Salat, that some would narrate that they heard and they learned the surah directly from Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it was so often and so frequently recited by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the surah in the salat, and as it may seem to be a long surah, but because obviously the beauty of the recitation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would seem to be very, very light upon the sahaba. In other words, they did not feel it or find it difficult to stand and listen to the surah behind Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah once again with what is termed as the huruf muqatta'at, those huruf of the Arabic alphabets that are read separately and individually. Here one single harf has been mentioned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says qaf. Allah knows best its meaning. Wal Qur'an al-Majid, qasam of the glorious Qur'an, that this Qur'an is so glorious, this Qur'an is so majestic, that nothing that is non-Qur'an can fit into it. There is no one that can bring anything, any verse or any word that has not been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into it. And at the same time, there is no one that can take away a single harf, a single letter, or a single word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought into the Qur'an al-Kareem. بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. With the greatness and the glory of the Qur'an al-Kareem, yet we find that the people in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his own people, the people of Makkah, the people of the Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes particular mention about them, and Allah says that they marveled, that they began to think and wonder, that أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ, that a mundir, a warner, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has come from amongst themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bring him from any other creation of Allah. like the malaika, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you from insan. And then from insan also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not appoint him from any other community, any other family, any other tribe, but from their very own. And this made them wonder, this marveled them, that they could not even accept the fact. And what did they say? فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. That the disbelievers began to say that this is a wondrous issue, an issue that is beyond the human comprehension. In other words, they did not accept the nubuwat of our Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when somebody had come from their own midst and they would not accept him, they would marvel and wonder about his nubuwat, the authenticity of his nubuwat, then how would it really be possible if someone came from beyond mankind, then also they would have not accepted the nubuwat of such an individual. Aida mitna wa kunna turaba. Another fact that they marveled about and they wondered about and they would not accept this marvel and this belief in actual fact was that when we die, wa kunna turaba, and we become sand, we disintegrate and we integrate into the sand and our bodies are totally disintegrated. Now, how is it possible that a person will then be resurrected and brought in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. And that is a return that is far-fetched. In other words, well beyond the comprehension. It is not a matter of comprehension. In actual fact, it is a matter of belief. If they believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah, this Quran is the Kitab of Allah, these words are true, then obviously they would have believed in the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thus making them believe in the resurrection. And we can see from the very beginning of the surah, the mode of address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has totally changed. It is totally different from the others. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes the hearts of the believers to bring total iman and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in the coming of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.